Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, May the 4th, 2026. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. It is Election Eve, Cinco de Mayo Eve. And as I came in this morning, you will not believe this, but I was actually endorsed by the lady running the window at McDonald's. Now think about that. I got my endorsement this morning by the lady who's running the window at McDonald's and the person who runs the speaker. So I got two big endorsements on Election Eve here. I don't know what's going on with these endorsements. I can't even tell you. Well, listen, I'm going to talk fast here this morning because we've got a lot going on here on Election Eve. And we want to talk elections. We want to talk about tonight's city council committee meetings because there's a lot going on there. But on Saturday, we've got a few short interviews I want to play this morning. On Saturday, I went to downtown Marion, the Marion County Courthouse, to cover the big May Day protest here in Marion. We got a few interviews from that event. So let's get into that, and then we'll get into city council right after that. But here's the little intro from my coverage Saturday in downtown Marion, and you'll kind of get a flavor of what was going on down there.
Hey, Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, and we are in downtown Marion today. It is the big May Day celebration, protesting things going on in the government right now. Where does this all go? The war in Iran, the elections coming up. Primary day is Tuesday, May the 5th. A lot of stuff going on. Nearly $5 gas prices in Marion this week, $4.99. Several people have turned out here today, not an enormous crowd by any stretch of the imagination, but they are fervent. It is cold, probably about 40 degrees right now here in Marion, and they have turned out because they are not happy with the way the government is going. Is the government going in a way that people want? Is the war in Iran going in a way people want? Are the gas prices going in a way people want? I don't know. Elections will tell, and elections have consequences, as we all know. Where does this all head? We don't know, but we're going to follow it here at WGH Talk Radio in downtown Marion.
Saturday, one of the first people we ran into was a protester named Ashton, and here is what he had to say.
Hey, Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, downtown Marion at the Marion County Courthouse. It's the May Day protest here in Marion. We have one of the protesters with us. Who do we have?
Ashton Seals.
Ashton, you're down here today for what reason?
Just to say May Day. Like, it's an emergency. We need to get things fixed. Gas is way up. Grocery prices are way up. It's just, we need to put a stop to it.
How can this all be stopped or turned around?
I think voting in people who listen, who truly want to be there for the people, who don't take money as a, you know, as a reward for being in office. And also just making sure our voices are heard, like this.
How do you see the elections coming up, primary Tuesday and then in the fall?
Well, I'm really hoping to see some good things, like possibly Amy Acton or, you know, anyone that's willing to fight against Vivek Ramaswamy and the rest of the corrupt billionaires out there that are pockets of, you know, in the pockets of the corrupt and the corporations and oil companies.
You know, Vivek Ramaswamy is seemingly having some problems in his own party right now. What does that say to you?
That tells me that even, you know, Republican, generally speaking, voters are starting to see the issue with money being in politics. I think they're starting to wake up a little bit and want to see a change.
How do you feel the war in Iran's going?
So far, bad. I mean, how can you say anything about it's good? There's lots of people that have died needlessly. There's a blockade now on both sides, which just means no oil is going through. It's just, it's a mess.
How do you feel about local Marion politics right now?
I also feel like it's a mess. I mean, we got city council who, you know, just don't seem to even be competent enough to understand that an ODOT employee needs to not try to run for local politics. Yeah.
Will we have any Democrats, do you think, turning out on May the 11th to fill that 4th Ward City Council seat? Because that is an option now, according to all the legal minds here in Marion. Yep.
I am hoping Krista Holloran will still try to run again. I just feel like she's the most fit for it, honestly, just because she's has the experience with event planning, with communications, with being transparent, and with listening to the people.
Hey, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
While we were in downtown Marion, we ran into event organizer, one of the event organizers, Glenn Coble.
Hey, Scott Spears here, WGH Talk Radio at the May Day celebration in downtown Marion at the Marion County Courthouse. It is a very chilly day. We are with one of the event organizers, Glenn Coble, here. He's been at all these events. Today, a meager turnout, but it is cold out here today. I believe about 40 degrees right now, around 12:30. Glenn, what do you make of the turnout, and what are we out here for today?
Well, considering we only had about three or four people say they were coming, I'm pretty happy with our turnout. We probably have 20, 25, maybe 30 people here, and I'm pretty happy with it. And we didn't expect much, so we're happy. And we're hoping that people will see us, and, you know, some people have actually pulled over and grabbed a sign and stood up with us. So that's what we're hoping for.
For people who say, why are you guys out here, you would say what?
All you have to do is look at our administration, both state-wise, national-wise, and city-wise. And we honestly believe that democracy is the way that America was supposed to go. And I don't think you can find a real good example of that in any of our three administrative groups.
What are the biggest problems in this country right now?
Well, racism, as far as I'm concerned, is the top problem. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're struggling getting people on the side of right. Because we grew up with racism. I was, my father was a minister, and he preached against racism. But most kids my age probably grew up with parents that were very white and almost always heterosexual, and it stuck in their brains. And I think our biggest problem is that we are uninclusive of our neighbors.
Now, how is the group Citizens for Democracy different from the Democratic Party?
Not a whole lot of difference. We both have the same standards. We both believe in the same things. And we started Citizens for Democracy, I don't know, 3 years ago, something like that, because we didn't want to be called the Democratic Party, because we wanted to be all-inclusive. We wanted to have a huge tent. We want independents. We want Republicans. We want people that believe in democracy. And that's why we're slightly different. The Democratic Club here in town pretty much supports Democratic Club things. And we support anything that is democratic.
Gas prices here in Marion, Ohio this week reached $4.99, just under $5. I think people have checked this out, that these are the highest gas prices we have had in the history of Marion, Ohio. Even the Iraq War did not top or get near $5. They topped $4, but they didn't get near $5. How big of an effect, just that alone, forget everything else, forget the racism, forget the no kings, forget everything, is that going to have on voting this time around? Because that impacts everybody.
Well, I bought a hybrid because of things like that. But it's kind of interesting. It's a minor thing in most people's budget. There are people that drive all the time, and they need to be careful with their money. But most people who live in town, let's say in Marion, and work in town, don't have to worry too much about a $5 tank of gas or gallon of gas. But it's kind of saying, we're tired of having the government do things like the war that was unneeded. We're tired of having people put us in a position where we have to buy $5 gas. And I think it's just a symbol more than anything else. People aren't going to starve. Well, there probably are people that will starve, but most people will be okay paying $5 a gallon. They just buy less gas.
How are things going to go in Iran at this point? That's what this gas price hike is all about, we're told.
Well, I wish I could answer that. I don't think anybody, including our president, can answer that, because I don't think he knows why we're there. I don't know why we're there. Do you know why? Well, I won't ask you. You're a reporter. You can't say. But I think Iran should do as Iran is its own country. We don't have any right to tell them to be democratic or whatever they want to be. So I think, they're coming after me, I guess. But I just waited that out a little bit. I think that Iran could easily be a friend of America. Just because they have a different government doesn't mean those people aren't loving, caring moms and dads.
How the elections look this year?
I think they look pretty good for Democrats or independents. I'm not positive of that, though. Every day you see on TV somebody saying, well, it's shifting back the other way. Well, I don't think it will. I think when people get mad enough like they are now, I think they're going to go vote. And the people that approve of this government are not going to, I don't think they're going to go out. I think they're going to kind of stay at home and let other people vote.
Hold your sign up. Tell us what it says.
Well, I added something today. No kings. And we're also encouraging people to vote for Tammy Wilson. And we want to fire Trump. And we want to unmask ICE. But the thing I added today was 86-47, and I better watch out because I might be going to jail immediately.
Yeah. Former FBI Director James Comey was indicted, I believe, this week for putting 86-47.
What an absolutely ridiculous, childish thing for our administration to do.
Be careful. Be careful.
Glenn, I'm turning 80 this month, so I can spend a few days in jail and it won't bother me.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Glenn Koble down here, one of the founders for Citizens for Democracy at the May Day rally here in Marion, Ohio, in front of the Marion County Courthouse.
While we were in downtown Marion, we had the chance to speak with one more of the protesters who were down there on Saturday.
Hey, Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio. Hey, Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, downtown Marion today. The big May Day protest here in Marion. Several people have gathered in downtown Marion at the courthouse to protest many things going on in our country right now. Local, state, and national governments. We've run into one of the protesters. Who do we have?
Jim Clark.
Jim, hold up your sign and tell us what it says for the people listening.
It says no health insurance, no job growth, no lower costs. No blood for oil and no confidence. No king.
Now, what is your story, Jim?
My story is I'm an American citizen. And it's not about Republican or Democrat. I grew up in Morrow County. And if you grew up in Morrow County and you're on a farm, you're more than likely a Republican. And so for 40 years of my life, I voted Republican, and at some point, seeing that that wasn't working out. And but like I say, this is not about Republican or Democrat. It's right or wrong. And you don't treat people like this. And today, I mean, probably the biggest thing we got here is the war and the price of gas. I paid $5 a gallon this morning. Up what, $2 in the last several months, but he hasn't kept any promise he made other than abusing aliens or undocumented aliens, as he puts it, and that's we could go into a long story about that. But my point would be Iran. We always talk about Iran and how they're evil because they took hostages. They took our people hostage in the 70s. But they always forget that in 1954, and this is not a secret, this is out in the open, this is open stuff, we overthrew the democratically elected president of Iran. And those people have a long memory. So when the time came, they took hostages, and, you know, they know that anytime the United States comes to save you, it's not going to end up good for you. You're going to end up running your country. And so, you know, they had an agreement, a nuclear agreement, and the 47th president tore that up, and then he bombed them a couple of times, and it's just pay attention to history. We started it.
Where do we head from here? What's going to get these gas prices down, and what's going to cause things to change around the world?
Well, we have to get confidence in America back, and we can't get that with somebody who lies all the time. And it's going to be a long struggle to get back to where people trust us again. Nobody trusts us around the world because our word's no good. We don't adhere to treaties or anything. It's always whatever makes the most money for us. We go into wherever in the world to find the cheapest labor to make sure that our rich guys get the best profits. So that's, you know, I could go on and on with a lot of stuff.
Well, if you could speak to President Trump right now, what would you say to him?
Oh, I don't know that I would say anything because he wouldn't listen. But I don't know if I'd tell him to live up to his word because it's never been good and he doesn't understand what it means anyway. So I think the only thing we can do is hope for new leadership. So that's what we're here for.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Hey, thank you for letting me talk.
And now we've got a little wrap-up from the event on Saturday, May Day, in downtown Marion. And here's the wrap-up.
Hey, Scott Spears in downtown Marion. Today it is the May Day protest, and oh my goodness, it is cold. Let me tell you that, about 40 degrees today. Several people turning out, several people honking as they drive by. But people are down here for democracy. Seems like $5 gas prices are bothering people. Why wouldn't they? Seems like the war in Iran is bothering people. Why wouldn't it? Things on the local, state, and national level bothering people. And people are saying, May Day, May Day, May Day on the 2nd of May, 2026. Where will this all go? I don't know. We got a primary coming up on Tuesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. By the way, we'll have live coverage on WGH Talk Radio starting at 7:10 p.m. and going until all the votes are counted, local and state, on Tuesday night. 7:10 p.m. WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, smartphone, smart television, whatever you have, and searching WGH Talk. Don't miss the coverage. Don't miss the protest from downtown Marion and the May Day protest. A very cold May Day, May the 2nd, 2026. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And that's our report from Saturday's May Day protest in downtown Marion. Now, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. They certainly did not draw a huge crowd on Saturday, but they were there. It was cold, and I'm not even sure, to be honest with you, if they were trying to draw a large crowd. Because as I was talking with Glenn there, there was no advertisement in the newspaper. There was no advertisement on the radio. So apparently, all the advertisement was being done internally. And I guess that's the way it went. And it was a rather cold day. And also the day of the Kentucky Derby, the 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby. And by the way, congratulations to the first female trainer ever in the history of the Kentucky Derby,
to have a horse win. First female ever in 152 years. How about that? Okay, city council committee meetings tonight, 6:30, City Hall. And the big topic tonight seems to be decorum. Decorum will be on the agenda. Now, this has been talked about for about 6 weeks now. And there are some interesting things in this proposed decorum legislation. And for anybody who's interested in the people speaking, this would be a night for you to show up at City Council. It's my understanding the proposed legislation would limit people to speak for just a few minutes, and I don't think it would allow for people to keep coming up to the podium in regard to the same issue, and I think if I'm right, it would not allow people to come up until council has voted. I think that's right, which is kind of different because you would think they'd want to hear from the people before they voted. Now, I hope I have that right because I just glanced at the legislation, but that'll be on the agenda tonight, and if anybody's got anything to say about that, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we'll see how that all turns out tonight, but they've been wanting to have this decorum conversation for quite a while, and tonight I guess they will have it at City Hall, second floor, 6:30 tonight. Well, it's 52 degrees. It's not horrible this morning here in Marion, although still a little chilly. 40 minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time. Well, we've also got the elections coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's May the 5th. These elections have been on everybody's mind for quite some time now. I looked at a lot of things over the weekend in regard to these primaries tomorrow. Now, the primary for county commissioner is going to basically elect our next county commissioner. So that's important to us here, locally here in Marion. You got Mrs. Neff, you've got Tim Mooney, you've got Ken Stiverson, and you've got Jason Schauber. Whoever wins that tomorrow will be elected our next county commissioner. So that's important for us. We've got this 86 district race, which, I don't know what to say about that one. It just kept getting uglier all weekend long, and we'll just see how that all turns out tomorrow night. Endorsements galore in that particular race. We've got our gubernatorial primary, Vivek Ramaswamy and Casey Putch. I'm not sure how that's all going to turn out. I think the numbers are going to be interesting. I certainly think I think at this point it would be a miracle if Vivek Ramaswamy lost for Casey Putch. It would be a miracle for Casey if he were to win that. But what is going to be important to look at is the margins that he wins by tomorrow night. How much of the vote is Casey Putch going to get? Because I think that's going to be highly important. All right, phone lines are open here for about another 18 minutes before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So a lot of stuff going on tomorrow night. And then we've got Secretary of State primaries on the Republican and Democratic side statewide. We've got the Democratic Attorney General primary. We have got primaries for other statewide Republican offices like Treasurer. That's going to be an interesting one. Christina Rogner and Jay Edwards. We're seeing a lot of commercials involving that. You know, I really don't know how this is all going to shake out tomorrow night, but I think it's going to be fascinating. I think we're going to have a lot of questions that we've been asking for quite a while now will be answered tomorrow night. And by the way, we will have our election coverage starting at 7:10 p.m.
You won't want to miss that. And, of course, we will not break away from our election coverage until we know how everything has turned out statewide and locally. And I think we're going to have some special guests during that coverage. I think we're probably going to have a special, few special guests here in the studio. So that's always a lot of fun as well. So that's 7:10 tomorrow night. Okay, again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a call here this morning on election primary day eve. I made a little fun this morning about all the endorsements, but, you know, I'm okay with endorsements. I think organizations endorsing people, police organizations, firefighters, things of that nature, I understand those endorsements, and I understand endorsements of people who have been in politics or people who, are very well known. I think that's what the purpose of an endorsement is. But I really don't understand some of the endorsements that I have seen. I mean, there's nothing wrong if you want somebody in your neighborhood to endorse you. I guess that's okay. But the number of endorsements that I have seen this time, I'm not really sure. I don't know. I'm not really sure what that's supposed to do. Tell people that people in your neighborhood are voting for you? I don't know. That is a bizarre thing to me. We'll find out, I guess, if it worked tomorrow night, if endorsements like that mean anything to people. I'm not necessarily sure they do. But, you know, I think this is part of the culture we live in now. We have a little bit of a celebrity culture in which everybody wants to be a celebrity, and everybody wants to think that they have some kind of pull. And I don't know if everybody does. I think there are certain people who might in the political field. You know, they always used to criticize people from Hollywood for endorsing people. They would say, well, why are these Hollywood people getting involved? Why do we care how they vote? And to some degree, that's probably true. But at least people knew who they were. You know, if you don't know who the person is because they don't have a big following for whatever reason, I don't know what the endorsement means. But that could be just me. 740-383-9944. I would guess that the decorum conversation at city council tonight could get rather, what would we say? I don't want to say it would be adversarial, but I certainly think there could be a lot of discussion tonight regarding the decorum change, the possibility of a decorum change during city council. Now, here's what I can't understand. Now, watching city council for a lot of years, what puzzles me is one of the jobs of city council president is to keep control of the room. And if you watch past city council presidents, like Phil Reed and Dr. Scott Gray and Todd Schneider, they usually kept control of the room. If somebody got out of line or was calling names or was doing something threatening, the city council president would usually intervene and shut them down or gavel them and try to keep the decorum in the room. That's essentially the function of the city council president. So I'm not really even sure where this idea for rules of decorum is coming from, because again, as I glanced over that legislation, those are things that the city council president should probably be doing anyway. So I guess I'm a little lost on where this is coming from. And who's going to enforce these rules if they are passed this decorum idea that city council wants to pass. I mean, is that going to be done by the city council president? I don't know. It would seem to me it would be the same person who should have been doing it for quite some time. Now, does anybody get any of this? If you do or you don't, feel free to buzz in, 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning, chilly Monday morning, but I think we were in the 40s last Monday, so we'll take 52 degrees this Monday. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to this decorum conversation tonight during city council committee meetings? Will it get out of committee? I don't know. You know, it could go on to council. They certainly have been discussing it for quite some time now. I guess I shouldn't say discussing it. It has been on the agenda for about 6 weeks. And tonight, though, it will actually come to pass in front of city council. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is this what people want? I don't know. And again, if anybody's got any feeling on it either way, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, and there was something I also wanted to correct here this morning. On Friday, we were having a conversation. This is kind of a long, drawn-out thing here. But on Friday morning, we were having a conversation because essentially the Ohio, let me make sure I have this stuff right here, the The Ohio gun owners decided to take back their A rating for Ben Weber. Because they said that there were groups that were for gun laws that, essentially that's what they said, that supported Ben Weber. Okay, now on Friday, we said that group, because it was identified as the OACP, we identified that as a group in Canada. That is not what the group was. The group was actually, let's see here, the group is actually the Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police. Now, that would actually make more sense in the conversation we're having. Now, what's interesting about this is the OACP typically engages in state-level gun legislation by balancing support for Second Amendment rights with concerns over safety, community, and operational impacts. So, obviously, I think they are saying they have support for the Second Amendment, but they also have concerns over officer safety, community, and operational impacts. Now, this is the Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police. So, that is apparently the group that is being referred to as against or for gun laws, and that's why Ben Weber's rating from the Ohio gun owners has been revoked. Now, he still has an A rating with Buckeye Firearms. And for some reason, this has become a big issue. You know, in the waning days of this primary campaign, which has been ugly to begin with. But that's what it all boils down to. So, does this mean anything to anybody on the whole? Is this a very important issue as people get ready to vote? And I wonder how many people have already voted. How many people are going to show up on Election Day tomorrow? You know, it looks like it's going to be rain off and on all week. We'll see how that impacts things as we go on down the road. But this is where we are. with the sort of smear tactics, smear campaigns, and just saying whatever we want in regard to other people. I don't think it's a good thing, but I guess that's the way it is. You know, hit somebody as much as you can and hope that eventually, I guess, they fall before the election. And here we are. 740-383-9944. We've got about 6 minutes left in the hour here before we take the top of the hour break. But a lot of stuff going on. We had the May Day protest on Saturday. We've got the city council committee meetings tonight. We've got the primary elections tomorrow. And things just keep on rolling down the road. And again, we'd like to hear from anybody who might have a thought on any of these things. Right now, the phone lines are absolutely wide open for you to call in and share your thoughts. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we wanted to go back and correct ourselves in regard to what we had said on Friday, because on Friday, when we read OACP, we, OACOP, I guess is what we had here, we thought it was in regard to a group in Ontario, which I guess would have been strange to begin with, but actually what it is the Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police. But regardless, it seems as the idea still remains the same in regard to how they feel about guns and the Second Amendment and so on and so forth. You know, could a Republican be elected if they were not 100% pro-gun without any laws at all being put into place? I guess that's the big question here. I guess that's what really this is all about. So again, have most people voted already? I know a lot of people were out this past weekend knocking on doors, passing out literature, going to events, getting that last little bit of campaigning done before the Cinco de Mayo May 5th primary tomorrow. And I do want to remind people again, our coverage will begin at 7:10 tomorrow night, and it will not break away. And we've got a lot of special guests lined up. We've got special guests that will be in the studio. So it will be a big, fun night with results and hopefully quick results here in Marion, because not a whole lot of things going on in the Marion area tomorrow. And ultimately, a primary election usually does not have the turnout that obviously a main election would have later on this year, being a gubernatorial year or a presidential year. So I certainly don't think we'll have that amount of votes. Well, if you've been thinking about calling in this hour, we got 3 minutes, so you can slip in if you'd like to. You can talk about anything you want for 3 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you would like to say, weigh on in. But those are the issues here this morning. We've got the wrap-up of the May Day protest. I hope you enjoyed that. We have, hopefully we've covered what's going on tomorrow in regard to the elections and what's going on tonight in regard to city council committee meetings. So hopefully we have covered the waterfront in regard to all of that. Let's go to the phone lines here real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was checking to see if you got those donuts that Bob brought up to you last week. You said you was going to save those maybe for the election. I was just wondering, did you put those in the fridge or something like that, or maybe they can just stay fresh for maybe the main election?
Well, I'll tell you, he brought those in on Earth Day, which was actually 2 weeks ago now. I'm not sure they're going to hold up through the election tomorrow night. But
you still got them, the question I'm asking.
No, they are gone. They are gone.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I didn't think donuts would be good after 2 weeks.
Well, it isn't what you think. It's just, are they or aren't they? You know, your thinking don't have nothing to do with the taste of a donut, I don't believe.
Well, I didn't want anybody to get sick during the coverage tomorrow night.
Oh, you wouldn't get sick from the donuts Bob brought down to you. No, you wouldn't get sick on those. Yeah.
Well, that,
put those in the quick freeze, see, Scott, and then you can put them in the microwave.
Put them in the old deep freeze?
Yeah. Quick freeze. Anyhow, Scott, I'm anxious to hear from Naomi about the Kentucky Derby. There was two exciting things. You know what one of them was?
What's that?
A horse named Elvis the Second or something like that won, number eight, in one of the races ahead of the main event. Did you know that?
You know, I did not get a chance to watch it. I just read about it.
Oh, well, did you read about Elvis, the horse named Elvis?
You know, I did not see that, no.
Oh, well, see, I thought maybe I'd just throw that in there because I think you're above another group other than Elvis that you like better, isn't it? Is it something that starts with a B?
No, I do think the Beatles were better, but I do like Elvis.
Yeah, but he had the horse that won, and a first woman that was a trainer of the horse that won. But here's the thing I'm going to close it out on. You never know what in any event, and this would make really great in elections. The horse that won the race, did you watch that winning of that horse?
Yes, I did see the end of the race, yes.
Okay, what was the main thing you noticed about that race?
You know, not too much, but was there something that stuck out?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Hell, he come from clear to the rear, clear to the front, and he wasn't no favorite in winning.
Oh, you're right. He was not the odds-on favorite to win at all.
Isn't that about the way the election's going to go today, tomorrow, and now, and forevermore? It's whoever wins the race. It don't matter about who votes for who votes for that. It's the one that wins, right?
You're right. We'll find, and that's what the great thing is about tomorrow night. We don't know who's going to win, but a long shot could win. You don't know.
Well, the primary, I'm talking about the main election coming up. That's the main thing. You don't know who's going to be the one because they can be the last one you could ever dream of, and that horse, he come up, and it showed what he had, and maybe there's people out there that don't have the big money, don't have the big names, and don't have the big showings, and don't have Hollywood people, and they don't come on Scott Spears' show, you know, could win.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, Matt says the Beatles are the goat.
They are a goat, yeah.
Well, yep. There you go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, see, I know what two different spellings of the goat means, see, so that don't mean nothing to me about that, yeah. Okay. Goat. And GOP, there's the one there. What does that stand for, Scott?
Great old party. Grand old party.
Well, you say you're going to have a grand old party tomorrow with celebrities and stuff in your studio. Have a good morning, day, and voting eve.
All right. So,
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We've got a whole nother hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenge.